What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
I'm so happy you come back. The people who come and listen to my show, this course is Rashawn McDonald speaking, and I host this weekly Money Making Conversation Masterclass show. Like I tell everybody, the interviews and information that this show provides are for everyone. And really, if you have not heard me say this, I must tell it to you again. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is Ashley Joy Boyd. Born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, Ashley Joy Boyd has made a name for herself as a Grammy nominee, music producer, and composer. She is the co-writer behind Justin Bieber's hit, Yummy, and she's also a real estate developer. Now with the release of her book, Who Can Handle the Title? You know, she can add the title author because she filed bankruptcy and had to return to financial help. So she wrote this book, Financially Fly, Mastering Money and Wealth for Women. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Ashley Joy Boyd. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm amazing, Sean. Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Can you give us some timelines, you know, of this? Well, let me start back. Let's not go into the bankruptcy. Let's talk about the good times first. You know, songwriter. You know, because I'm in entertainment and I can't sing a lick, but I have been in music radio, syndicated radio with Steve Harvey. So I've met a lot of famous music artists, from Kim to Jill Scott to Mary J. Blige to John Legend. Now you are a songwriter. What is that?
Oh, my goodness. So songwriter, we are responsible for lyrics and melodies that accompany production. It is the heart and soul of a song. It's what makes it memorable. It's what makes it lasting. It's your favorite lyric. Songwriting is the most important element of a song to me.
Now, so do you have to have any musical skills as a songwriter, like play a piano, play an instrument? Do you have that level of talent as a songwriter?
I do not play instruments. It would help. It would help a lot. But I'm just led by melody. I would create by listening to tracks that were made by other people.
Okay.
And I would just tune in, meditate, and I would let the melodies come to me. The lyrics would come soon after. It's a process that is very unique to every single songwriter. Everybody has their different methods of getting the greatness out. But for me, it was somewhat of like a spiritual, you know, process of just really tapping in and being a channel to download, you know, these thoughts and these melodies.
Now, they tell me, now, the real money in the music game is in writing and publishing, correct?
Listen, that is 100% correct. Yes.
But can you explain to my audience exactly what that is? Because, you know, you can be the OJs and be singing the number one hit, but that don't mean you making the number one hit money. Is that correct?
Right. So it's my experience that as an artist, unless you are writing your own material, as an artist, you kind of wind up working for the company that you're signed to. You make the majority of your money on shows, which means you are constantly on the road, you're constantly working, and it's, you know, it's glamorized, but the real lucrative side of the business for me is the back end. I own a music publishing company. So it's the collecting of the fees worldwide every time the song is played across the globe. You know, that's where the money is. Yeah.
You know, because I was at this event this past weekend, and Frankie Beverly and from Maze was being honored, and he said his very first contract, he kept the rights to his publishing. Okay.
Wow.
And rights to his publishing. And so it explained to me exactly how, because you said that really casually. You say every time that song's played, they get paid. How do they track that?
They have systems in place. They have satellites in the sky. I don't know all of the technicalities.
Right.
But there are several different firms that track every single time your song is played, every time it is streamed, every time it appears on television or on the internet. You know, every time you have to upload a song on social media, they track every single time and every single spin, and it's monetized.
Wow. The interesting thing about that is that, you know, when I, because we're all trying to make money. My name of my show is Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, because I hear, I'm trying to say this correctly, because when I got in entertainment, I wanted to be a stand-up comic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sing, I can't dance. I think I can sing, and I know I can't dance, okay? And so,
are you a sour singer?
Don't even go there. I'm horrible, okay? And so, but as a stand-up, I was really good, you know, but I couldn't act, though. I was very funny, but eventually you move on to different skill levels. Okay, as a songwriter, was that your original journey?
No, actually, I'm a product of an entertainment household. My mother was a singer in Detroit in the 70s. She sang in a girl group. My father managed her group. So growing up, I had plaques on the wall, and I got the best of both worlds. I saw my mom on stage, and I saw my father handling all of the business. And as a young girl, I leaned towards the business. I really wanted to understand the workings of the entertainment industry. And the older I got, you know, I turned my poems and my writing into songs, and I would go to lay my songs down in the studio, and I would get offers to, people told me, you need to sing, you should do this. And I was offered a record deal from Murder, Inc. My first project had a song out with Ja Rule called Body. And that was my introduction to the music industry. The song did amazing. And around that time, I was offered a publishing deal. And unlike Frankie Beverly, they wanted 75% of my publishing. So me understanding the business, I turned that deal down, and I had my one song out, and I moved on from that situation. It was very interesting because to have a passion for the industry and to have an opportunity in front of you, but the business isn't right. It's just, you know, it makes you look in the mirror and question a lot of stuff, but I went with my heart on that one. And, you know, today I own my own publishing company, so it was definitely the right decision.
But, okay, cool. Now, this is really interesting because the whole publishing, because in my intro I say Grammy nominee, music producer, composer,
yes.
Justin Bieber's hit Yummy. How do you get a song to Justin Bieber? How does Ashley Joy Boyd get a song to Justin Bieber?
Well, that for Ashley Joy Boyd, that one is a one phone call. My husband has been Justin Bieber's main collaborator for years.
There you go.
So that one came through my husband Pooh Bear, and him and I worked together musically before he even started working with Justin. So, you know, that one was a long time coming. I worked on a few different songs on the Purpose album, a few different songs on the Journals album. But Yummy was the one that got the most traction. So that was a shoo-in for me. I'm very grateful for that opportunity.
But, you know, don't kind of like you shied away. Well, through my husband, it was the hookup. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. People could say no.
You know, and then you have to put something in front of somebody for them to say, yeah. And I want to bring that up to people. You know, a lot of times in life, you know, people always say, Rashawn, you do a lot. You know, like I like baking. I like anytime I would tell you, if you crack that door and you allow me to put my foot in the door, I'm going to eventually slide my whole leg in that door. And then if I got my leg in there, the body going to show up, okay? And so,
you know what's coming next.
You know what I'm saying? So when you say that, that's a perfect example of this yummy. Your husband, he worked with Justin Bieber. Okay. Husband, I got this song over here. Okay. You have to convince him because he don't want to look. He says, that sound good, baby. That sound good, baby. That sound good, baby. You go, when you going to let him hear it? When you going to let him hear it? And then he eventually hears it. So when he says, I like this, I want to do something with it, where are you at emotionally? Or where were you at emotionally?
Gosh, at that point on 10, I'm like, it's about time. It's about time. But I have to go back. My husband, when he met me, he met me around the time I had my deal with Murder, Inc. And the reason that they signed me and worked with me is because I was a writer. They embraced me as a writer first, even before an artist. So, I mean, he respects my path as well. And it's, you know, he's such a legend. So to stand up next to him, in a non-competitive form, you know, it was a great opportunity. But he respects my artistry as well, so it works out.
Now this is the happy part of the conversation, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you know, her name of her book is Financial Fly: Mastering Money and Wealth for Women. Financially Fly: Mastering Money and Wealth for Women. You filed bankruptcy at one time in your life, correct?
I did. I thought the world had ended. For me, it was the most devastating thing. During the housing crash in 2008, I was upside down in a house, and I was very young. I had no direction. I had no guidance. I did not know how to work the system in my favor, and it forced me to file bankruptcy. And, you know, they say that stays on your credit 7 to 10 years. Oh, you won't be able to get another mortgage. Your interest rates on everything are going to be high for the rest of your life. You know, I thought that was the end of the road. And I was so young, I was devastated. But that really, it forced me to research. And it forced me to learn the hard way, you know, how to protect myself going forward. And, you know, it was a pivotal moment because it just changed my trajectory. You know, it changed how I looked at my relationship with money. You know, and it made me just lock in and have to make decisions that were going to protect me in the future.
Now, you said protect yourself in the future. Let's go back for a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, I have been overprotective of my credit over the years. You know, my daughter's exactly the same way. She'll tell you her credit score. That's how she mm-hmm. looks it up every week. Dad, my credit score goes up. Dad, if I do this. And so I like to believe I've got to focus in the right direction. She's not going to mess up the staple of what you need to do business in this life, in this world, is good credit. So how were you able to climb out of that mess?
It just took time, and it took a very diligent, persistent, you know, mindset to sacrifice when I needed to, and to know that it was going to be a labor of love, that it was going to take time. I'm like your daughter. I check my credit score all the time now. I need to see that the numbers make sense. But it's a commitment, and these are things that we are not. Well, I wasn't taught this in high school. You know, and money is a very taboo topic in a lot of households, especially in our culture. So that's part of the reason that I wanted to create the book, was just to create an environment for engaging conversations where people know, you know, mistakes that I made, that they may not make the same mistake.
You know, the interesting thing about money management is that people run from numbers. People run from the truth, I guess I should say, because sometimes the truth scares people, but sometimes you got to hear the truth to get to the positive. Isn't that correct? Listen, what I'm saying? People ignore the obvious when the obvious should be observed.
Well, it's a lot of emotional reaction when it comes to money. People splurge, you know, for whatever reason. You know, usually it's something that makes them feel good and, you know, overcompensating in certain areas. But it's a harsh reality when you look at numbers in black and white. And it can really hurt your feelings. You know, it can hurt your feelings. Or you can use it as a stepping stone to create a solid plan. And, you know, I promote that. I think it's really important to have structure and to check in with yourself on a regular basis to make sure that you're staying the course.
Wow. I'm talking to Ashley Joy Boyd, Grammy nominee, wrote a song for Justin Bieber, one of my, you know, an artist I like. Song was called Yummy. Flying high, flying high, flying high. All the good things. Young. Then guess what? Something she wasn't prepared for. When we come back, we're going to talk in more detail on what some of her tips and tools for positively changing and improving that mindset. That mindset that we're talking about, that you can recover, but sometimes you don't have to recover if you set the steps in place to see it coming. Be right back with more Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushan.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
McDonald's.
Programming is made possible in part by support from 3815 Media, led by Emmy and NAACP Image Award-winning television producer Rashawn McDonald. 3815 Media offers social media management, podcast production, designs logos, and develops websites. Additional services include brand management and career development consulting services. More information is available at info@3815media.com. Keep winning.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushan McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hi, this is Rushan McDonald. Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. I am speaking to Ashley Joy Boyd, born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. Her book entitled Financially Fly, Mastering Money and Wealth for Women. Why did you write this book?
Gosh, I just felt like it was such a need. I wanted to encourage conversations, especially among women. I wanted women to find a safe space where they felt like they were talking to a friend, a girlfriend, or somebody that they trust. And, you know, I wanted to encourage women to just stay the course in order to sustain financial freedom.
Now, when you say, first of all, you sound like a school teacher. I don't know if anybody told you that, which is really good. You really, you have that
I've
soothing voice. Yeah, you sound like a school teacher, which is really, really good because that means I'm listening, right? You know, everybody listens to their school teacher, okay? So don't take that as a negative because you're providing information that can change people's lives. Now, in writing this book, when you say women missed out, or the women need to know information that women need to know from a financial perspective. Give me a little bit more detail on that.
Well, it's just I've come in contact. I live in Miami now. Mm-hmm. Come in contact with so many young girls that have businesses, that have this cash flow, they have, you know, online businesses. However they're getting their money, they're getting the bag, okay? The money is not the problem, but just because you know how to make money does not know that you can maintain it or grow it. So just in conversations that I've had, I realized that there is just a missing element in terms of turning this wealth that is in your hands now into generational wealth.
Generational wealth. That's a term I hear a lot. In fact, I've used that term on my show hundreds of times. Yes. What exactly does generational wealth mean?
To me, generational wealth means that your kids, your grandchildren, your lineage has a structure in place to where they do not have a need for any outside people to come in and save them. Your family structure, for me, generational wealth is when your family structure is so tight, and I'm talking trusts, life insurance policies, estate plans, that the kids don't have to worry about the money to bury the grandparents. You know, I just, when I came up, it was not common for people in my neighborhood to have anything in a trust, you know, or to have anything left to him. It was often a burden to bury your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So generational wealth for me is just the structure that is in place that, I mean, you can draw outside the lines on that one, but it's just the structure has to be so solid that everybody in the family can sustain and is protected.
Now, one thing I'm forgetting that is part of your resume is real estate development.
Yes, yes, yes. When I lived in L.A. for 8 years, and I just fell in love with real estate development. The properties there have the most amazing views, and a lot of them are very old. So it was a great market to come in and fix up homes, and I was definitely passionate about that.
Now, that's a high market now. L.A. I lived in L.A. 15 years now. There's nothing cheap in L.A.
Yes.
It may have great views, Ashley, but views cost. Those views cost in L.A.
Yes.
But the thing about it is that what exactly, because I'm always trying to break things down, not only for people who listen to my show or watch my show, mm-hmm. is real estate developer. Now, I'm a homeowner. I bought several houses in my life. Now, and I go in and remodel the house to my standards along with my wife. She'll say, I don't like that. Yes. I don't like that. We agree.
Yes.
Then we make the change. What is a real estate developer?
Gosh, well, for me, my husband, he thrust that title on me. We purchased homes and he said, we're not going to hire a designer nor an architect. I trust you with this project. Gut it and do with it what you please. And so that's what I did. I would take homes and I love modern.
So you home flipper? You flipped homes?
Well, nope, can't say that I flipped them. We have tenants. We have tenants in LA to this date. So,
okay.
Yeah. But my goal, I have a goal for, I would love to actually develop new construction projects in the city of Detroit, affordable housing projects. So, I mean, I still have a list of goals when it comes to that world, but I'm just passionate about the process of developing homes.
Now, you know, we all know in January, you know, we always make these resolutions. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to save money. I'm going to be a better person to everybody. Now, that means that, look, you're the author of Financially Fly, Mastering Money and Wealth for Women. So
yes.
It's 2024. What are a few of your mm-hmm. top tips for investing and saving money? Let's talk about investing, and then we're going to talk about saving money. Investing.
I would encourage people to invest in themselves first and
mm-hmm.
foremost.
I agree.
Make yourself a line expense when it comes to when you have your bills in front of you, put your name down and do not miss that payment to yourself. Prioritize it as if it's going to show up on your credit report. Make sure that, you know, everybody's income is different, so you have to sit down and figure out what exactly works for you. But the most important thing is that you start and you build the right habits in order to save and in order to, you know, have money to invest.
Now, it's really interesting when you say that, because this year I have decided Rashawn going to put a little something for Rashawn.
I love it.
You know, seriously. And my wife went, where you going to get that from? I said, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Because a friend of
and
mine.
You know what that.
A friend of mine, he contacted me. He said, hey, you know, I'm doing a birthday celebration here. Can you come? And I went, baby, we're going to go. She go, really? Oh, you making decisions like that now? I said, yes, I am. I'm going to make a decision for me for a change. Because I've always, exactly. like, made decisions for, I got to be on the air for the radio show. I'm producing a TV show. Or I got to be there because I'm managing somebody. I've always put other people in front of me. And so this year in 2024, I love that idea of little line item. I call that little life line for yourself.
Yes.
That makes so much sense to me. And I have to tell you, Ashley, your boy in 2024, he got that line item right in front of everything. I got that in front of bills,
number
food,
one.
Everything. Rashawn's top of the line.
Right, me. Capital M-E. I was going to say, I just feel like I'm big on mentality and mindset. And I just want to empower people to know that you deserve everything you desire. And I feel like our relationship with money, no matter where we got our habits from our parents or just from watching how the world works, a lot of people have a scarcity mindset and they don't even realize why or what it's rooted in. So I would encourage people to focus on having a mindset of abundance and just know that your mindset controls everything around you. You know, it's really special that you just tap in and go for what you believe in.
Mindset of me. M-E.
Yeah.
See, you've given me the truth today, Ashley. I'm going home because my wife listens to the show anyway. I'm going home and she's going to text me anyway. Because I'm going to tell you something. I am a workaholic. I probably work. Yeah. I don't sleep as much as I can sleep. I sleep like 4 or 5 hours a day, you know. And I'm telling you, 2024, your boy got the word M-E in front of everything. As we close the show.
I know that's right.
As we close the show, a tip on saving money. How can people save money?
Gosh, be diligent. You have to, create boundaries for yourself. Check in with yourself. Be extremely diligent and know that it may be a small sacrifice, but the habits that you create, they pay off in the long term.
Wow. The school teacher has spoken, everybody. She might call herself Ashley Joy Boyd, but she's a school teacher, and she's out there preaching from the book of Financially Fly, Mastering Money and Wealth for Women. As we close the show, Ashley, thank you for coming on Money Making Conversations Masterclass. You have any closing notes for my audience?
I will tell you my website. It's Ashley Joy, ITSASHLEYJOI.com. My Instagram, Love A Joy, Love AJOI. And thank you so much for having me. This was a pleasure.
Oh, you've been fantastic. It's been funny. I've learned some things. And, you know, really, it really, as we close this show, you have to put yourself first. Some people call it selfish, but I'm going to tell you something.
Yes.
You have to realize that, you know, God is giving you an opportunity to experience a new day. When you open your eyes, I always tell people, the alarm clock is not waking you up. God's waking you up.
Yes.
There's a lot of alarm clocks that are going off and people are not responding to them. And so when he wakes up, have a plan. And that plan should be about you. And then don't be selfish about it. Share that abundance with other people. And
absolutely.
I try to do that every day, Ashley.
Pour back.
I try to do that every day. And I really, honest to God, believe that if I keep doing that, then it's going to be all good for Rashawn, too. Again, thank you for coming on my show. And we will talk soon, okay? I appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Wow. This is a great show, man. I really enjoy doing this show every week, and I appreciate having me on here on Tuesdays. And I'll be back next week with a new set of great people. Money Making Conversations Masterclass. This show is for you. Anytime you hear any advice about financing and offering, please do your research. Please talk to your financial expert. I am just an individual that's providing information. It's your job to do the research. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.